I think it's Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Dennis, hi. This is Bill from, I don't know, Marietta. You called me the other day. Lynn Kelly gave you my phone number.
Yes, sir. How's it going, Bill?
Good. How are you, sir? Okay. We're running like crazy here, so let's see what we're going to do here. Okay, we need to finance equipment and all these things, all right? So, talk to me. What do we need to do?
Absolutely. So, just kind of get a little bit of a better idea. You guys are looking into opening up a restaurant, or do you currently have one at this point?
Yeah, no, we're opening up this. We're fixing it right now. We're at the restaurant right now. Okay, and we're doing the modeling, we're doing this, we're doing that, and we spend a lot of money, so we figure we need to finance some stuff. That's where you come in.
Absolutely. Right? I mean, especially when you get started out, I recommend financing, and then you can always free up your cash flow that way in case emergency happens or something like that. But no, absolutely, we do finance startup companies. I mean, depending on a lot of factors, we can go up as high as $49,500 on a startup company. I assume this is for equipment for the kitchen and maybe chairs and tables and things of that nature. You still there, Bill? Hi, Bill, are you still there?
Hi there. Hello, can you hear me?
I can now. Yeah, I think maybe you'd gone through a battery or something.
Hold on one second. Let me give you my treasure. His name is James, my partner. Okay? And you can... I got to go and open another door for somebody. Hold on.
Sure.
Got them behind me. Who wants to speak?
Hello?
Hey, James. How's it going?
It's doing well. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. So, I actually worked... with Restaurant Supply occasionally to help their clients offer financing, and they'd give me your information, so I thought I'd just give you guys a call and touch base to get a little bit better of an idea and see if there's something we can do to help you guys out.
Okay, let me ask you, can you send me an email with some information?
Absolutely. What's a good email address for you?
I'm giving you my personal one. My last name is spelled T-S-I-R-T-S-I-S.
Okay.
Dot Dimitri, Dimitri, @gmail.com.
And there's just one dot or two dots after your last name?
Just one dot. I'm sorry. I have to repeat it twice.
That's okay. Not a problem. So I have T as in Tom, S as in Sam, I as in India, R as in radio, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, I as in India, S as in Sam, Dimitri, which is Dimitri, @gmail.com.
And there's a dot in between the names, right?
Right, yep.
Okay, @gmail.com, yeah, that's it.
Okay, my name's Dennis. I can give you my direct number if you want to write that down. It sounds like you guys have it.
Yeah, right. Send all the contact information in the email.
Okay, yeah, I have my signature on there. It has my direct number, fax number, email, all that good stuff, so.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. I'll get that over to you guys. Any specific questions I can answer for you now?
No. And what's the highest you can go?
The highest I can go, well, usually it's tiered in a couple different situations. The highest I can go is anywhere from $30,000 to $35,000 all the way up to $49,500, just depending on a few factors. But I would.
Okay. And that's for equipment only, or that's FF&Es?
That would be for equipment. As far as working capital goes, the company usually has to be established for about at least 6 months to qualify for a working capital program, and they start you out pretty small.
No, I'm talking about furniture, fixtures, and equipment.
Yes, we can do that.
No, that's what I'm saying. It has to be, but it's more than $49,500. But it is what it is, right?
We might be able to split it up into a couple different loans and. We can figure it out. It's something we can definitely look into.
Okay, because we like to do furniture and fixtures. Because we're putting booths, tables, and all that stuff in there. And then, we'll do the equipment maybe in two different loans,
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, we can definitely look into it for you.
Send me the information, Dennis.
Will do, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I got somebody, you need to read the lease, because there's some restrictions.
Okay.
Okay.
Here, I'm gonna go this way.